Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and thanks for joining me for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I'm so grateful you join us on these 5 minute a day, 5 day a week words of encouragement. And today, let me continue what we've been working on the previous 3 days, a book that I've fallen in love with entitled Journeys with the Messiah by Michael Beck. It's kind of a combination of a photo book and a devotional book, but it's really short. But I just have fallen in love with how he has taken pictures and has taken the Jesus perspective of that time of life and took our 21st century and kind of layered that on top of it. It really is a powerful read. And today, I wanted to use an excerpt from that book entitled Ragamuffins. And it starts this way. When Jesus said to his followers, "To enter the kingdom of heaven, you must come as little children." I just assumed he meant because kids were innocent. Then, reflecting back on my time as a kid and times I have watched my own children or other kids playing, I could only conclude that their innocence was not the virtue to which Jesus was talking about. Children were loved in the first century as they are now. Yet, unlike children today, the world did not revolve around them. Gifts for every occasion, birthday parties, trips to Disney. Kids were more humble, having fewer expectations than any child would today. You start to see a piece of that when you travel to Haiti, or you travel to Africa, or you travel to Cuba. You begin to see the feeling of what it is like when children have the ability and the gift to accept a gift with humility. The kingdom will be a gift to people who know they are not worthy of such a gift. This is why Jesus reflects and speaks in Mark's gospel about ministering and caring to the poor in spirit. The people who are not trying to impress others or position themselves where they will look good to the king. As a result, come as little children means come to him in humility, expecting nothing, knowing that grace and salvation come as a gift. You can't earn them. It is a treasure that we are incapable of obtaining on our own. A relationship with Jesus the Christ will always be more about the gift than we receive rather than what we give up. If you're wondering where you can find this story, it's in Mark chapter 10, beginning in verse 13. But when I think about the humility of a child understands they cannot buy kindness. They know that they cannot buy friendship. They know that there are things that are beyond their capacity. And as a result, often they take their little arms and raise them up so that dad or mom will pick them up and be able to comfort them like nobody else will. I believe Jesus is saying to you and I, as he said then in Mark's gospel, I believe Jesus is saying, raise your hands to me in need. In the humility of knowing that you can't do everything or know everything, but you could indeed know I can. And as a result, we lift our hands, waiting for our Heavenly Father to pick us up and set us on his lap, and then we pour our heart out to him, and he indeed takes us like little ragamuffins, and we get to receive his gift with the humility of knowing apart from him, we could do nothing, and yet with him, we could do all things. My friend, today, go out on this Thursday and set your course to trust that you can accept this gift with humility, that you are indeed like a child, a ragamuffin that Jesus could pick up and deliver the impossible through your life. I trust that we'll see you on Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. If you're not around town or in some other area, you can always follow us, and you can do that on our Facebook page, or you could easily watch us online at live.sugarhill.church. This week, we'll have 1 11 o'clock service on New Year's Eve. God bless you, friend. I'll see you soon. Bye now.